In this part of scripture, I find everything I need to feel worth. First of all, he said that I redeemed you. That means I paid price to set you free, to get you back from your slavery under the devil. I paid some very precious price for you. Now the first thing, if you can see to yourself that I'm redeemed, if you not I'm saying feeling that you are redeemed, but you are sure that you are redeemed, that you one day came back to the Lord in repentance and asked him to set you free, to forgive you for your sins. We sang in the song that to forgive me, you were forsaken. Okay, he did that. How precious me I am in his eyes. So the first thing that let me feel my worth is that I am redeemed. So what if you are not redeemed? You know, redeemed that is not means that you are from a Christian family. Does not mean that you attend the church. Does not mean that you know some scripture, some verses. You know how to read in the Bible. Redeemed means that one day I came to the Lord and asked him for forgiveness and he gave me this forgiveness. I wish every one of us today to be sure that he is redeemed. Because if you are sure that you are redeemed, you will find that you are have a great, great value in the eyes of the Lord. The second thing that I called you by your name. You are someone to the Lord. Not only someone, you are by name, well known to him. You personally. You know the Lord when he was here in the earth, always called people by their names. Even in the Old Testament, he called Abraham by his name. He called Adam by his name. He called Peter by his name. All these people, he asked them, you know, our names is very precious in his eyes, because our personality, like we are, just as we are, is very precious in his eyes. He said to every one of us, I called you by your name, you are mine. And I can't explain more this yellow part, because you are precious in my eyes and honored. Because you are precious on my eyes. The question there was, What if the people, other people see me ugly? See me not the good guy, the good girl. What if this happened? Refer to this verse. The Lord himself is saying to you, if you are redeemed, he is saying to you, you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. And I love you. Don't search for love in any other place. There is only one source for love, real love, which is the Lord himself. And he is telling you that he is loving you. And let me close by this thought. At last he said that I created for my glory. It means that your life has a purpose. Your life has a purpose. And the Lord has designed some wonderful purpose for your life. This is why we can see in this part of the scripture that our life worth so much in the eyes of the Lord. We are redeemed. We are honored and loved. We are called by name. We have a plan for our life, a purpose for our life. If you think about these four things, I think you will find your worth in these things. And then every other thing will be a blessing. When the Lord give you money, it will be a blessing for you, but it's not the worth of yourself. When you think about wear the right fashion, it's not a problem, but it's not your worth, because you find your worth in something like this. I wish every one of us to ask himself where he is searching for his identity. The Lord is calling every one of us to follow him, because we are precious in his eyes. What about you? What about you? Can you spend a few minutes in thinking and praying? Everyone by his own, and then we will close with a word of prayer. Think about what you hear. Think about where do you think about, where do you search for your worth?